Andy Levine, American Seed Trade Association, here at the California Seed Association annual meeting. Andy gave a rundown this morning of a number of federal issues, and I guess, you know, on the horizon, another midterm election, and that means we're kind of watching the elections, and the politicians are being careful, and maybe that means a whole lot may not get done. What's the status on our issues?
Well, a lot of them, especially those that we look at from the vegetable side of the fruit and vegetable side of the industry, or the immigration, and those kind of issues are very difficult, very politically charged. And with a midterm election coming up, that's one of those hot button issues that likely won't be addressed before that.
Of course, when you look at those issues, we've got a lame duck. Any chance that maybe they're hot issues? There's a lot of heat behind them in the industry from several angles of point. And any chance you think the lame duck issue might come into play?
Well, that's where I think our silver lining is, Gary, is that ability to possibly put something into the lame duck session. There'll be a lot of debate between now and the election, and then it'll stop for a period of time. They'll have the election, and then in that final month or so between the election and Christmas time, a lot can get done, and hopefully they'll determine that this is the right thing to do and pass at least a moderate immigration bill that deals with the issues that the agriculture community are addressing with respect to availability of labor.
Well, having said that, grassroots support and grassroots activity in the midst of the election process, how important will that be to kind of push that and maybe hot-button it toward a lame-duck decision?
Well, the grassroots is always vital for our industry. It's very, very important for our industry to take that effort to invite legislators or their staff out to their operations, let them see what we do in the seed industry, what we go through, and how scientifically based we are and how high-tech we are, and let them see all that and the importance of labor and the importance of the access to agrochemicals and other things along those lines.
We finally got a farm bill, activities putting that into implementation, hot points there for seed industry and specialty crops in general?
Well, the specialty crop grants program is really key to our industry, that ability to tap into a grant program that will provide funds for certain issues impacting, say, the movement of seed or the ability to produce seed in states like California and across the country. So that's probably the most important one to us in that arena.
Well, when you talk about this pollinator thing, and I guess it's reached the top of federal government as well as state government out here in California, the Southeast, especially crop states, especially dependent on bees themselves. But it's a very complex issue, but it's really gone to the top, hasn't it?
It has. And in states like California, Florida, others that have a lot of specialty crops, a lot of tree fruit that relies on pollination, really have seen this issue for a number of years. It's not new to them. It's one that we have to continue to work and make sure that the bee population, especially the commercial bee population, has that access to food, forage, and the ability to continue pollinating our crops.
How does ag stand in that issue? Are we holding our own?
You know, I think we are. I think the science is starting to come out in EPA and USDA to carry that message. And so I think at the end of the day, that will be the thing that really moves it forward, not some of the, I would say, hysteria that's coming out from the antis.
Of course, here in California, we've got the drought issues, and gosh, the water issues abound there. But you look at the Farm Bill and water quality issues in the Farm Bill, how does all that come into the mix?
Well, water quality issues will continue to be out there. And the industry is going to have to be as proactive as possible to try and deal with nutrient runoff or pesticide runoff. How do we develop better buffer systems or cover crops in the programs? And I think that will be a continued emphasis, especially in our coastal areas where you've got issues of the Chesapeake or the Mississippi River or anything that runs into delicate water bodies.
You hit a lot of the hot points. What did I miss? What do farmers in the field right now, you know, worried about what they're going to plant, what they're going to be able to plant, what they're going to be out of water? What am I missing that I ought to be asking you?
Well, you know, across the country we have just a multitude of issues, Gary. You look at lack of water here in the East Coast. You look at freeze and deep snow in the Midwest and, you know, concerns in the East Coast. So it's another normal agriculture year, but America's farmers really have to continue to step up their efforts to communicate to legislators and regulators what we do for a living and how we provide food, not only for America's dinner plates, but for the world. And so that's the key part for our issues going forward.
Really never been more important for the guys that maybe not has been involved in the local legislative issues or taking a day or two to go to the Hill on the state level or the national level. It's more than critical these days, isn't it?
It really is, and I can't sell short the ability of our members and farmers to have legislators out to their operation. Show them your farm. Show them your seed business. Let them see it in their district. And that's more important than getting to Washington. But, you know, let your voice be heard.
Andy Levine, American Seed Trade Association.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.